the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, March 4th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, has the arrogance of Washington set the stage for war? Then, gun grabbers unite to suppress the First Amendment. And how much does the CIA really know about drug smuggling? That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
It's like moths to flame. The worse it is, the more they're for it. The more degenerate, the more they're for it. The more absolutely mindless, the more they're for it.
Well, not content with just taking your guns, Mothers Demand Action and Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns now want to ban you from even talking about guns. They've been pressuring Facebook to further restrict firearm discussions on its various fan pages. And they also produced a video that was meant to shame Facebook for allowing its members to post pictures of and privately sell guns, which, of course, is not illegal. So, you know, all this is definitely going to lead to an outright censorship of gun topics throughout the social media site. And, of course, Facebook, they've got a long history of censoring pro-liberty statements. They've banned users who promote basic human freedoms. They took off the little boy who was at the Monsanto march. They deactivated the Facebook page of a Pennsylvania gun store after the store owner announced that he was going to raffle off an AR-15. Facebook suspended at least 20 accounts that were operated by alternative media individuals during a 24-hour period. They claimed that they violated Facebook policies. They banned an image that contained a quote by Mahatma Gandhi that was explaining how the British disarmed the population during their rule in India. And the social media giant even went so far to delete Alex Jones' page over an image of the Gadsden flag in 2010. So these are not isolated incidents. Facebook routinely censors any political post claiming that they violated their statements of rights and responsibilities. But this is in such violation of everything America stands for, the freedom of speech, the Constitution. It is time. If you were, you know, going back and forth of whether or not it was time to delete your Facebook account, now is the time. I mean, Facebook has led the charge to build this panopticon. They've been building your facial recognition database and helping the police state and selling your information to the NSA, if not just handing it over to them outright. It's time to go in droves. And people are already leaving Facebook by the millions. They're losing the youth. And that's why Facebook is now, they've bought up a drone company so they can send 11,000 drones to Africa to bring the internet to two-thirds of the world that still can't connect to their little stupid social media account. But basically, Facebook doesn't care about bringing the internet to Africa and the other two-thirds of the world that do not have access to Facebook. They are trying to get the jump on setting up the infrastructure to go ahead and put the control grid in those areas as well. Facebook is like the head of the panopticon at this point.
Not just here in the United States, but all over the world, the statistics are overwhelmingly clear. More guns means less crime. That's why the head of Interpol recently came out and said the answer to stopping Muslim extremists and others taking hostages at public places is to arm the general public. And the numbers show that states that have higher gun ownership have lower crime rates, while areas like Chicago, New York, and D.C., that have restricted guns or banned guns have the highest crime rates in the country. Mexico has a total abolition on their citizens owning firearms, and they have the highest crime rate in the world and more than 60,000 dead citizens. The criminals have no trouble getting guns. The reason the power structure wants to take guns is they want a monopoly of power. A disarmed population cannot resist an authoritarian government. Now, I know you know that. But for people out there that are new viewers and are anti-gun because they've been believing the propaganda, let me explain something to you. When they take the right to keep and bear arms, they invariably throughout history take all the other rights. And now Mayor Bloomberg, spending hundreds of millions of his own money in the last 5 years with his different organizations like Mayors Against Illegal Guns, is openly moving with other anti-gun groups and bragging that they're very close to Facebook and others not allowing pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment websites. This is outrageous. The story is up on Infowars.com. Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun free speech is up on Infowars.com right now. And it's been said the Second Amendment is the amendment that defends all the others. And I agree with that. But the First Amendment is its twin. It's the other amendment that defends all the others as well. They all defend each other, but nothing like the First and Second Amendment. Think about it. Bloomberg openly going out against the First Amendment. We've seen his counterpart, the governor of New York, saying if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. That's not inclusive. That's not tolerant. That is prejudicial against those of us that don't want to be slaves. Then you look at Cuomo and Bloomberg and Michael Moore and the Feinstein and Obama. They've all got bodyguards. They go to private schools, their children do, where they have armed bodyguards. But they don't want us armed to protect ourselves because they want a monopoly of force over us, their would-be slaves. This is so outrageous, I can't even think of words to describe the magnitude of how serious this is. We should all be outraged. And I know you're outraged. So go to our main Facebook page. That's the main place to protest. And get our article. Copy it to your page. Give it to others. Media organizations, even if you're not pro-gun, you should be pro-First Amendment. Let's defend the First Amendment from Bloomberg and others. Moms Demand Action, who are now trying to silence their critics. Look at how Piers Morgan destroyed himself in the ratings being anti-gun. A foreigner lecturing Americans down his nose. Look at how everything the system pushes is falling apart. MSNBC, you name it. And that's what tyrants always do when their propaganda fails. They move to silence those who they can't compete with in the arena of ideas. We have a chance to turn this country and the world around. People all over the world hunger for a right to defend themselves. That's why I don't deserve your thanks. I need you to stand beside me in defense of the entire Bill of Rights, the entire Constitution, and all basic human liberty. Never forget, you're important. You have power. They're scared of you. That's why they tell you you don't have power. If you are watching this transmission, my friends, you are the resistance. If you're awake and outraged about what's happening, you are the resistance. And it's time to speak out against these tyrants and call them out for what they are. A bunch of authoritarians trying to exterminate all of our basic liberties.
Well, in its ongoing battle for hegemony, the U.S. is now threatening Russia with sanctions in retaliation for the intervention in Crimea. The Russian government says that if the U.S. does impose these sanctions, it may not repay the loans that are owed to the financial cartel. A Kremlin economist said that, indeed, sanctions are a double-edged weapon. And if the U.S. chooses to freeze our assets, then our equities and liabilities in dollars will also be frozen. So this means that our banks and businesses will not return the loans to American partners. Additionally, Russia would likely dump the dollar to reduce its dependence on the U.S. financial system and switch to other currencies. But in addition to battering the banking system, Russia could have the ability to inflict serious economic damage on Europe because it's a major supplier of their oil. Sanctions imposed by the U.S. are going to need the support of Britain and Europe. Otherwise, there's not going to be much change in behavior from Moscow. But it looks like for now that the U.K. is only going to be supporting visa restrictions and travel bans. Now, the U.S. is considering sanctions for Russia. Meanwhile, they're considering giving generous loans for the coup regime in Kiev that overthrew the elected government in Ukraine. What a mess we have gotten ourselves into. And, of course, I say we, but, you know, it's the hubris and those in charge. But it is because of this hubris, this arrogance and evil in the government on all sides, the stage for war has been set while the citizens of these countries are just suffering under this. The puppet politicians who Washington had intended to put in charge of the Ukraine, they've lost control now to organized and armed neo-Nazis. Of course, Washington just wants missile bases in the Ukraine in order to degrade Russia's nuclear deterrent, thus reducing Russia's ability to resist U.S. hegemony. There are only three countries who stand in the way of Washington's hegemony over the world. That is Russia, China, and Iran. Now, recently, the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry had the audacity to denounce Russia for violating international law by invading Ukraine. But does Kerry really think that the irony is lost on all of us that he is the foreign minister of a country that has illegally invaded Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia? He organized the overthrow of the government in Libya, tried to overthrow the government in Syria. They're attacking populations in Pakistan and Yemen with drones and missiles, constantly threatening other countries with attack if they don't go along. I mean, the Russian government noted that Kerry has raised hypocrisy to a whole new level. Indeed. And this is Washington, though. They lied about the nukes in Iran. They lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They lied about the Syrian President Assad sending out the chemical weapons. They've lied about Afghanistan, Libya, NSA spying, torture. What haven't they lied about? But that is that American exceptionalism that we were told about recently. But in a move that is sure to exacerbate the notion even further that our government doesn't respect us, doesn't represent us, they're continually being less and less responsive to we the people and constantly attacking the Constitution and how things work here, how laws are put in place, the city of Houston has now issued a cease and desist order to prevent citizens from emailing them requesting that they allow a company to start business in Houston. This company had asked its users to lobby the representatives to allow Uber, which is a mobile phone-enabled taxi ordering service, into the city. Now, this was here to counter what they assumed would be the city bowing to the demands of taxi and limo companies who would be threatened by their business. And, I mean, just speaking from experience here in Austin, I know that the taxis would definitely feel threatened, and they are in collusion there with the police and the government, because that's what helps keep our DUIs on the rise. So the company had asked people and asked the users to encourage emailing their city officials and allow the business to come into the city, but there was such an influx of emails that the police department sent a cease and desist order saying that the excessive number of emails has gone unabated to the point of becoming harassing in nature and arguably unlawful. So now citizens contacting their own elected officials is a form of harassment and somehow illegal. Therefore, if those of us who are going to flood our representatives with demands to label GMOs or get the fluoride out of the water, now we are seeing as harassing and we're illegal. Meanwhile, hello, that's American. And now we're being labeled as anti-American because we're questioning these questionable laws, much like a group in Connecticut who is now calling on the government there to either enforce this gun confiscation law or repeal it in full. Now, following the Sandy Hook shooting in December, Connecticut passed a law which banned ammo rounds that could carry more than 10 magazines that could carry more than 10 rounds. And any residents who had acquired such magazines before the law came into effect were mandated to register them with state police by the first of the year. Well, weeks after the deadline had expired, the authorities there had revealed that a very small minority of people had actually registered their weapons and their magazines. So now the Second Amendment organization, Connecticut Carry, is calling on authorities to enforce the tyranny they passed or repeal it entirely, hoping that, you know, calling the state's bluff, they're going to be setting the stage for a showdown that could sink this draconian law and set the precedent for the rest of the country. Now, get this. One woman called and asked a Connecticut State Police spokesman if police would be engaging in this door-to-door gun confiscation as they said that they would. During this phone call, she was labeled anti-American. She said, "I want to know if it comes down to it. Will the police go to my home if my husband refuses to give up a weapon that was formerly legal and now it's been made illegal by a corrupt legislature?" And he said, "Ma'am, it sounds like you're anti-American. It sounds like you're anti-law. I can't answer your question." And then she reminded him that he's a public servant, to which he responded, "I'm the master, ma'am, the master." So is that not infuriating? This is how your elected representatives, this is how your public servants see themselves. They are the masters. We are the slaves. They don't care. But that shouldn't stop us from calling in and demanding that they change their draconian laws that are against the Constitution. They are anti-American. And here we have Oklahoma has now voted to nullify Agenda 21 due to the amount of people that demanded that they stop this Agenda 21 that would go against their property rights. And the Oklahoma Community Protection Act will now prohibit any state agency or political subdivision from adopting or implementing policy recommendations that would deliberately or inadvertently infringe upon or restrict private property rights without due process. So this is absolutely fantastic. The word has gotten out there, at least in Oklahoma. They have elected representatives that are responding and that know that property rights, it's in our Constitution. This is what we need. People like this who are going to stand up and know that they are our public servants. They are our representatives, not our masters. And it's high time for some change. Now stick around because we've got a very special report heavy portion of the news coming your way.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They say any press is good press, but when it comes to Obamacare, brand-conscious celebs just aren't willing to back this PR disaster. In spite of the intention to enlist celebrities for a landmark social media blitz, The Hill reports that Obamacare's stars are fading, with A-list backers mainly sticking to Twitter to voice support for Obamacare, while others have just only appeared in inexpensive online videos, or they've chosen to promote California's insurance marketplace instead of the notoriously troubled website healthcare.gov. And celebrity endorsements are necessary to counter these dismal poll numbers. Support for Obamacare is dropping, and especially among its target constituencies. Millennials, the group so necessary to the Affordable Care Act's success, are largely disaffected with Obama and his healthcare law, with nearly half thinking their expenses will rise while their quality of care will fall. Support for the healthcare law declined among the uninsured this month, who are supposed to be its primary beneficiaries. Perhaps more troubling for Obama as he tries to rebrand and resell Obamacare is the Kaiser Health tracking poll that found that Obamacare is losing support among women and Democrats. 48% of women find it unfavorable, and approval ratings among Democrats saw a 15% drop in 1 month. The problem for Obama is that now Americans can actually see and suffer through what Obamacare actually is. No amount of good PR can change the fact that in Georgia, the fourth hospital in 2 years is shutting its doors due to severe financial difficulties caused by Obamacare's payment cuts for emergency services. And A-listers won't be able to quell the rate shock that consumers are experiencing once they do sign up for the Affordable Care Act, including a 539% increase for a couple in Texas and increased premiums for 11 million workers, according to Fox News. These rate hikes even prompted liberal blogger Tirj Kapps to express his outrage over his family's rate increase, saying, "I'm canceling insurance for us, and I'm not paying any penalty. What the hell kind of reform is this?" Exactly, because it's not a reform, it's a subsidy, a mandate that forces you to turn over even more of your paycheck to insurance companies, or else. One celebrity tweeting about Obamacare is former MSNBC host Dylan Radigan. He had his insurance canceled thanks to Obamacare, and he wasn't pleased about it. And now experts predict almost 80 million people with employer health care plans could have coverage canceled because they aren't compliant with Obamacare. Those losses would be in addition to the millions who've already lost their individual coverage for the same reason. But Vice President Joe Biden thinks it's great that Obamacare is going to cost 2 million jobs because now women can stay at home and make their husbands a sandwich or something.
This is about freedom. How many of you are single women with children in a dead-end job? You're there because of your health insurance. You would rather have the opportunity to spend the next couple years with your child till they get, if that was your choice, till they get into primary school. You're now trapped in that job because if you leave, you lose your health insurance. Now, you'll be able to make an independent choice.
And here's what another celeb thinks of Obama's signature legislation.
You know, I'm a socialist enough that I want everybody to be have access to health care, poor or rich. You know, that old line, the rich should live and the poor should die. You know, I'm not for that. But I think when you turn something over to one industry, as opposed to another industry, they're going to do what's self-serving. The bill seems, incredibly complex. And why are they getting exemptions? And why is Congress not participating in the same kind of system as everybody else is? I really think that it's a big, big, big bullock.
Obamacare doesn't need to be rebranded and resold. It needs to be repealed. How many more millions of Americans need to lose their health insurance and doctors that they like just because the government doesn't like their insurance?
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
I didn't concede it was torture then, and I don't concede it's torture now.
That's John Rizzo, former acting general counsel for the CIA, who's making the rounds promoting his book about his 33 years at the bureaucracy, accurately entitled Company Man. Rizzo is definitely a company man. After watching the CIA's criminal activities exposed in the Church Committee hearings, Rizzo wasn't disgusted like most Americans. His response was,
"That was the reason I decided to join CIA, reading the revelations in the media of the findings of what was called the Church Committee, led by a senator named Frank Church. It exposed for the first time a number of eyebrow-raising CIA activities from the 50s and 60s, including assassination plots against foreign leaders, drug experiments on unsuspecting U.S. citizens, mail openings during the Vietnam War. It was a rather breathtaking array of misdeeds is the only way to put it. And I was reading it as a young lawyer and thinking to myself, I have no idea whether the CIA has lawyers, but if they don't, they're probably going to need some now.
And he's been defending the CIA ever since, saying that he sees himself as belonging to an exclusive, selective, secretive club. Working as a lawyer for the CIA for decades didn't help his moral compass either. His book recounts how he was at the epicenter of the ethical and legal debate on the CIA torturing suspects by waterboarding, providing legal cover for the barbaric abuses of the American government. The book is little more than sycophantic propaganda for the CIA, but it is interesting when he talks about Hollywood and how the CIA uses them to propagandize and manipulate the American public more effectively. In talking about Hollywood, he said, "These are people who made a lot of money basically creating make-believe stuff." And that explains why actors are such perfect covers for intelligence operations. And he says movie industry vets are receptive to helping the CIA in any way they can. He was even approached by one actor who refused to take any money, but told them that instead all he wanted was to score the best $50,000 stash of cocaine they could find. Where would anyone get the idea that the CIA would be involved in the drug trade?
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
The LA detective knows the CIA is dealing drugs. The community knows that the CIA is a drug gang. And the actor knew where the main source of drugs was coming from. But the company man, Rizzo, pretends he has no idea. Gary Webb went into more detail about how the CIA created the crack craze through Freeway Ricky Ross and used it to fund their covert wars.
This was an outgrowth of a story that I had done about the state of California's asset forfeiture program, which is a program where if the police believed you were a drug dealer, they could come in and take your house and your car and your money without even charging you with a crime. And when I got into investigating her boyfriend's case, I came across Blandone, and I came across his involvement with the Contras and his involvement ultimately with a major crack wholesaler in Los Angeles named Freeway Ricky Ross. And so I did a series that said that the crack market in South Central Los Angeles had been created in the early 1980s with the help of this Contra drug ring, and showed how once crack got hold in South Central and once the gangs got a hold of it, it was spread from South Central to other cities in the United States.
We track the cocaine dealers who were running this operation all the way up the ladder to the couple of CIA agents who were actually running the FDN, Enrique Bermudez and Adolfo Calero. Most of this information, or much of the information, came out at a trial in San Diego in March. One of the cocaine brokers, a guy named Danilo Blandone, who was the head of the Southern California operation, has been working for the U.S. government for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the star witness in a cocaine trafficking trial for the DEA. Unfortunately, they couldn't really get into a lot of it because before the trial, the United States filed a motion asking that nobody be allowed to ask Mr. Blandone about his relationship with the CIA. And it was one of the most curious documents I'd ever seen. It said, if true, this matter would be classified, and if false, it shouldn't be allowed at the trial. So
he was suicided by being shot twice in the head. And the CIA and the federal government being involved in the drug trade is not ancient history. The U.S. military and the CIA have aided and assisted the production of poppy-based opiates like heroin in Afghanistan, which supplied only 7% of the world's opiates before U.S. occupation, but is now generating over 90%. Whether it's a moral equivalent of something like the war of drugs or the war of terror, the government has been running both sides to terrorize the public so they can build an infrastructure of tyranny and prey on the public. They're all becoming just like the CIA.
Thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. Now, please, if you are not yet a Prison Planet TV subscriber, go to prisonplanet.tv and sign up. There you can have instant access to the nightly news, all the special reports, the rants, the ebooks, the Alex Jones Show Live. It's unlimited instant streaming, and you can share your username and password with up to 11 other people. You will be supporting this operation and supporting liberty and what we do here. So thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll see you here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
With so many examples of armed self-defense barely making the news, here are the top 10 highlights of 2014 thus far. We'll start in the city of Chicago. A homeowner shot an intruder in the early morning hours. Unfortunately, due to the city's strict gun laws, the homeowner was arrested for having an expired weapons permit. A Florida man learned the hard way not to bring a knife to a gunfight. The attacker entered a supermarket armed with a sword and was shot by a security guard. In North Carolina, a thief-playing doctor was chased off by an armed homeowner. The crook, disguised in a surgeon's mask, was quickly caught a short distance later. Next, we'll focus on attacking the elderly. In Thurston County, Washington, a 63-year-old shot a stranger inside his home, attempting to carry away the man's property. In Phoenix, a 77-year-old awoke to a burglar inside his home. The burglar was shot dead by a single shotgun blast. Rounding out the top five, a California woman in a nightgown chased off two thugs with her shotgun.
She heard the suspect say this.
"You said that crazy bitch has a gun."
In Detroit, a mother defended her family against three simultaneous attackers. The woman fired on the fleeing suspects, who were later caught the same day. For the top three, we'll focus on sharpshooting skills. In Washington State, an 11-year-old shot and killed a cougar stalking her brother. The cat was one of four that appeared on her family property in the past month. In San Jose, a man shot and hit two men attempting to break into his home. But the kicker is that the man couldn't see his targets and fired at the sound of the intruders. And topping the list, a sharpshooting son killed a man menacing his father from 40 yards away.
"That's when all I saw was this guy coming up out of the ditch with a gun, and he put that gun on my dad, and I just jumped out and put it on him."
There's still blood on the ground where the burglar was shot.
"He was going to kill my dad. There's no doubt about that. He was going to kill my dad."
The homeowner is proud of his son. His son says he'll protect his family no matter the cost.
"I was scared for my dad's life, and I wasn't going to have my dad die in front of me."
You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run, and the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.